Good evening, Solomons.
Welcome to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
As always, I am happy to join with you all once again.
Thank you.
As I come to you this time, I would like to say to you, my dear friends, a little about the conditions of your world. I do not make an individual case for this planet that you call Earth. What I wish to speak about is the larger and bigger picture. We know and are aware of the fears within your world that you feel so many things are wrong. My message to you this time is to say, and I wish you to accept my words, that this planet Earth is on its correct course and is only part of the whole picture. So although there is fear and dread in your world, I would like you, my dear friends, to consider the bigger picture and how small you are in all of existence. I have spoken many times to you, but the evolution of this planet is on course. Hard as that may be for you to hear, I can assure you that it is all part of what is happening in every other universe, in every other part of existence.
Could you just repeat that, Sally? I didn't quite understand what's happening in on the Earth at the moment.
Is part of the evolution of the planet.
Yes.
And although it has created fear and anxiety on this planet, I wish to say to you that it is just part of its evolution.
Yes. And how it fits in with other...
Yes.
Right.
As part of other planets, of other universes, it is but a small, I will not say
it's not insignificant.
Yes. Yes. So I don't want you to be continually fearful of what is happening in your own worlds.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think some people are fearful because there's certain world leaders with nuclear weapons, but who seem to be.
Have we not been here before?
That's right. I was going to say you did reassure us in 1994 that this would not, the planet would not be destroyed in that way. So
what concerns us, for you as human beings, is that all of these actions create much more fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is what we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
We do not wish to create negativity and more fear.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But you understand, my dear friends, what I am telling you.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
Since time began on this planet, there has always been some kind of friction that is happening. I would like you all to try to understand just a little more and to take that mind, that powerful mind that you possess, and go further afield in becoming aware of what is happening around your world.
Mm.
You understand?
Yes, it's a bit like what they call the Second World War. So, it was done, but there was so much good came out of it. All kinds of medical advances and peaceful conversations, and the fact that people realised war is a really bad idea.
Yes.
That stayed with people for a time, until perhaps those lessons were sort not exactly forgotten, but
took a back seat.
Yes, yeah, but nevertheless, there was a lot of good that came out of it, and we can see that today's struggles are the new pathway to learning.
Yes. In the same way as your space travel has brought to you many good aspects of knowledge.
Mm.
Mm, yes.
Always look to that wider field, my dear friends.
Mm.
Always look further and allow your mind to be aware of what is happening elsewhere.
Mm.
I know that for some of you it is almost impossible to go to that place. But let me assure you that nothing is impossible if you so desire.
So you're saying that the planet needs all these troubles in order to move forward, to get to the right place?
It does not need them, but it is part of the change.
Mm-hmm.
With it will come, as the gentleman has said, more understanding, more knowledge of what your own planet is all about.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're getting better at recording events now through history.
Yes.
And all of this information will be passed on to future generations.
Yes.
So mistakes of the past are more likely to be learned in the future.
Yes, and that is what you must focus on.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on what good will come from all of these deeds.
Mm.
I think also the common man is finding a voice, really, because of all the government changes. And, camaraderie and sense of community, I think all of these things will become stronger.
Yes, it may seem such a small thing to say, but in fact it is a big step forward.
Yeah.
Mm.
But all the strife that goes on, there are an awful lot of innocent people who suffer.
But you cannot individualize everything. Again, you must forget, and I do not mean that in a harsh way, but you must forget the small world that you are living in, and you must see the bigger picture.
Mm. Because we can't carry all of the burdens.
No.
There are many who would perhaps would like us to, but you have to. You can't actually contribute anything positive.
You can only use your mind.
Yeah.
That is why it is imperative that you do not allow fear to overrule.
Mm.
I know all of you, my dear friends, understand these words.
Mm.
And I apologize if I repeat them so often.
Mm.
But it is necessary, I feel, for you all to understand.
Mm. What I was going to ask, actually, Sandra, it was, I know you're saying this is only a small thing, but the people who are suffering, were they aware? Did they come back knowing that? Or is that, you can't generalise like that?
You must not generalise in that way.
Mm.
Otherwise, it becomes, your vision becomes clouded.
Mm.
That is not what we wish.
Mm.
Of course, we would wish that all human beings could live together in peace.
Mm.
And in harmony.
Mm.
From time beginning on this planet, there has always been disturbance of some kind.
Yes.
Even before the human being was here, the planet was in turmoil.
Mm.
So try again, as I have said, to read that bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting that it was already in turmoil before we got here. That makes us feel a bit better.
I am glad, my dear.
A bit better.
A little better.
Which beings would they have been then?
The
planet itself,
isn't
it? Yes. I was wondering where the turmoil was, who
in the land, in the air, in the seas.
Mm.
There was a gathering together, trying to neutralize and to bring love to all things.
So there wasn't fear, though, then, I suppose, was
not in the sense that you would recognize.
Mm.
No, there was not that.
Was it because it was such a young planet?
All planets have turmoil to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Some just are better at going forward with love.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward and accepting knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You have told us that we are the least intelligent beings in our universe.
Well, bottom of the ladder.
Yes, I would rather say bottom of the ladder.
Yes.
Perhaps intelligence that indicates physical attributes.
Oh, right, okay.
So let's just say, as far as planets and life goes, you are quite young.
Yes. Mm. Are the other planets in the universe, they too are going through struggles?
They will be having their own problems. I do not like the word problems, but it is for your understanding.
Yes.
Because we are speaking on complicated matters here. Mm. Every planet struggles to go forward.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a bit like childbirth, I suppose, can be painful and a struggle, but it's a necessary process.
Yes, and the result comes further along the way in time.
Mm.
Yes, that is a good way to see it. Yes.
So when a planet's in turmoil, is there some kind of debate going on there, some kind of argument about the direction?
Within the planet?
Yeah. Oh. Yes, yes.
I would not say so. I would not say that. It is a natural progression. Mm. We are looking here with physical minds and making assumptions about what is happening elsewhere, when in fact it is a simple progress in all of creation. It is a very, very small part of going forward on every planet that exists.
It makes me think of the yin-yang symbol with the movement and the white and the black and the little dots in each one.
Whatever comes to you and helps with your understanding is perfectly fine. And there are many situations in human life where you can come across happenings that help you to understand, and that is good by us.
So it's an evolution, an evolutionary pattern, really.
Yes.
So going forward in time, there are planets in our universe we know are millions, billions of years older than this one, where life has had so much more time to pass through these changes and evolution. So there must be some truly amazing civilizations in our universe.
There are, but that is not for you to know of at this time.
No.
But yes, if you can look upon it in that sense, then you come a little nearer to understanding all of creation.
Yes.
You did tell us some time ago, Sanimet, that the beings on this planet were actually more advanced than us at one time, and we went backwards. Have we begun to catch up with that time now?
Yes.
We have, yes.
Yes, the understanding of ignoring what was given has returned, although very slowly. Yes.
Yeah. And you did tell us that I forget how long ago it was you came, that in 4 or 5 years we would be able to treat all known diseases, and the rate of what I'm trying to say, but you know, now they're able to treat an awful lot more, and they're all with every day practically you hear them saying we can now do whatever. So
yes, and I am sure also that you are aware of the discoveries being made from your seas.
Yes.
As I told you.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yes.
Always, always be positive.
Yes.
There is so much good on this planet. And hence my talk to you this time about acceptance, because really that is what it comes down to. Acceptance of the evolution of your planet.
And it was very comforting, I think, early this year, I think you mentioned that there would be children coming, special children, the first to be born within the next few years, and they would be able to sort of maybe they'll be able to cut eventually when they mature, they'll perhaps still be able to steer the leaders of the world into better directions.
Yes, we are always trying to help you to become a better place.
Yes.
Better to become better human beings who will then go forward and be in spirit. Yes.
Yes, so we really do have that there is so much help available. And I think, you know, I certainly feel in very safe hands.
There's a lot to look forward to in the future.
Yes, and that is what we would like you to do.
Yes.
Be more positive.
Yes.
And you will feel in your own bodies, in your own mind, that power and that strength. It will come.
Yes.
And you are beginning to see it within this circle of friends, where spirit is trying very hard to make contact.
Yes.
In order that you go forward and help others.
Well, I certainly do feel that I have been helped and guided.
We will always try to protect those who work for spirit.
I'm very grateful, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I think we all are. Yeah. Thank you. So, I feel that you are quite happy with my words.
Yes, we are.
And please do meditate upon them. Because you will be surprised what comes to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
So, I will leave you all again with my love. I do hear your prayers sometimes and cries for help. And let me assure you once again that your prayers are always heard.
Thank you for coming to us.
Yes, thank you for coming. It's always such a wonderful communication. Thank you.